From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Key members of the U.S. Congress move to tighten the embargo against Cuba.
We have an obligation to our own principles and to the Cuban people to elevate the pressure on Mr. Castro until the Cuban people once again are free.
British nuclear interests defend their record on the controversial shipment of nuclear waste.
Over 20 years' experience in this business, we've not had a single incident that has resulted in the release of radioactivity. That is a very, very good safety record.
And a 42-year-old Frenchman comes ashore in Barbados after a record-breaking 2,500-mile swim. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Jesse Helms, chairman of the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, announced today he's introducing a bill to tighten the U.S. embargo against Cuba. Titled the Cuban Liberty and Solidarity Act, its main aim, according to Senator Helms, is to force President Fidel Castro out of power and out of the country.
Whether Mr. Castro leaves Cuba in a vertical position or a horizontal position doesn't matter to me. That's up to him. And that's up to the Cuban people. But he will leave Cuba.